This just in, Theresa May is still the British Prime Minister. She survived a vote of no confidence in Parliament today. Just yesterday, lawmakers rejected her Brexit plan. Yeah, confusing? Of course it is. It's Brexit. When it comes to Britain's plans to leave the European Union, I think this Londoner speaks for many in the UK right now.
It's absolute chaos, and to be quite honest, I have got no idea what to do next. I honestly haven't. In fact, I've been turning it off. I'm so fed up with it all.
It's been 2+ years of Brexit chaos. The Irish land border is still a huge sticking point. Sinead McLaughlin is on the city council in Derry, Northern Ireland. That's right on the border between British Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
If I go to walk my dog, I walk my dog in the nearby beach. And that happens to be in the Republic of Ireland. So a different jurisdiction, but still part of our hinterland. It's where we go to play and all sorts of things that are just normal everyday activities for normal citizens of a region. And to have it divided in any way would be a very retrograde step back. I mean, I'm of the age that I can remember a hard border in Northern Ireland, and it wasn't pleasant. And it really had a very negative cultural impact on citizens right across the island. And to go back to those days would be, it would be unfathomable. You know, I couldn't think about it or contemplate that retrograde step. So it really is fundamental, and it's frustrating at how badly negotiated this whole Brexit issue has been from a UK perspective. And, you know, I think it's going to be more of the same for the next few months.
What is the mood like at the Derry City Council meetings these days?
They're concerned. But, you know, in many ways, it's business as usual, because in the absence of knowing where you're going, you can't spend your whole time worrying about it. And you don't want to spend an awful lot of money making plans that may never be needed. And at this stage, with 75 days or 74 days to go before the 29th of March, you know, all of us thought that we would have at least an insight into what the future held and or was going to hold. And we still don't. So it's very regrettable, very frustrating. But the Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times, has never been more apt.
Your wishes came true, if that is your wish. So you're in a holding pattern. What are you hopeful for going into the future?
Honestly, from the very outset, I also was vice chair of the Remain campaign for Northern Ireland. And from the very outset, we knew that Northern Ireland had to remain in the customs union and the single market in order to maintain an open border. So going forward, my wish is, if we are to Brexit at all, which is not what I want to do, and it's not good for Northern Ireland in any shape, but if we do, then I would like to remain in the customs union and the single market, thereby not needing a backstop nor not needing any borders within the island of Ireland.
Sinead McLaughlin is a member of Derry City Council in Northern Ireland, giving us her take on Brexit. Sinead, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.